Blog Talk Radio.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas, at 131 Navigation Street, at my grandmother's house, Mamie Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And come to think of it, if you were in my Mama's house, today, on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it. I still hear.
I still hear.
I'm a prayer.
Yeah.
Mother praying for me. The prayers that she made kept us from day to day. Boy, I tell you, that's a beautiful song. Some of us know that we had and still have a praying mother. You know, some of us know that it was because of the one who laid up in the middle of the night on some of us. Some just keep them in the arms of God and praying for us. Well, I just want to thank God for this day. I want to thank God for the Holy Spirit. I want to thank God for his peace that passeth all understanding. Because I found out, my brothers and sisters, God is still in control. He made this day out of reality. It might have been in someone's eyes, you know, maybe the thought that they did on yesterday. It was pretty good. And God allowed them to be here. I want to tell you in argument of the fact that if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? It was him who made this day out of reality. So I want to thank him this morning. I want to thank him always for how God is ministering to us. You know, we're coming up again, you know, another lesson. And our lesson is dealing with Jehovah. I think we're going to be there just a few more times, but I want to deal with Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. I want to deal with that because I want you to know that God is in the midst. Amen. And he told us on yesterday that he let Abraham and Isaac and Jacob knew me as the Almighty God. But Jehovah, they did not know. But I want to tell you today, we're still dealing with Moses, still dealing with the Jehovah. But now on the scene, he's going to have Joshua with him. And we're going to deal with, he was dealing with the Amalekites. If you got your book, we'll be coming from chapter 17, Exodus chapter 17, and beginning at verse 8. Amen. I thank God for how he is trying to show us that he is God and there's no other God like him. There's some lot of little bitty gods running around here, but there's nobody like our God. And we always sing this song, there's no God like Jehovah. He, when he comes in, he separates himself from all mankind because there's nobody like him. No one can really just be truthful in their heart to say, they were standing there, and God gave it to them. All help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for what he had already done and about to do in the service as we move on. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet spirit that's already here, Lord. Thank you for how you kept us all night long and you woke us up early this morning and started us on another day, Lord. Some of us say, we can say we got all our activities, our limbs working, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for them, Lord. Even the one maybe not have all the activities of limb working, but you give them another day, Father God, that the Terry were here. Lord, we just want to magnify you and lift your name up and tell you we love you, Lord. And we thank you for all the things you already have done and are about to do at this time, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for God's plan. We thank you for the one of being a very faithful, Lord, to come out and want to hear your word and want to get out and start a day off with you in remembrance. And Lord, if we treat this day, we treat it with love, Lord, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we always pray for the sick and the shut in, Lord. Lord, there's some may be in a lot of pain right now, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, for one of you have, we call transition from this life to rest, Lord. We ask you, Father God, give that family peace, Lord. Give that family strength, Lord. Give them the love that passes all understanding, Lord, and that's your peace, Lord. So help, Lord, when they want to be, when they feel like they're motherless, help. When they feel like they're fatherless, help, Lord. When they feel like they're brotherless, uncle, grandparents, Lord, help, Lord, because you can be all of that, Lord, and we know you can because you are comforter, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for even in advance, for how you're going to speak today, Lord. Help us teach, help us receive it, Lord, by the Holy Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Moses, God was helping him along the way with this, and I love how he does it because he's right now in the midst of us right now. I really believe that. And I'm gonna try to hear up a little bit. Exodus 17. Beginning at verse 8, and this is what we said yesterday. We did Jehovah Jireh. That means Jehovah will provide, and Jehovah Nissi is Jehovah my banner. This is when God gave Moses to build an altar, and when he built it, he did it in the memorial of a discomfort one time. You know, they were at him, and God gave him some comfort with a banner. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we call this place Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. Amen. So watch how God illustrates this. I love how he helps us with the book, right? Because I love going in the book and reading it, you know. And again, Exodus chapter 17, at beginning of verse 8. And it reads this, "Then came the Amalekites and fought with Israel in Rebanon." Look what he said. "And Moses said unto Joshua," he said, "choose us out of the man and go out and fight with the Amalekites tomorrow. And I will stand on the top of a hill with a rod of God in my hand." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought the Amalekites. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of a hill, and it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, that is, Israel prevailed. And when he had let down his hand, the Amalekites prevailed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Moses' hand was heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he, look what he said, and he sat down on Aaron and Hur set up on his head, and one on the one side, and the other side, his hand was steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomforted the Amalekites and his people with the edge of a sword. I'm going to give you something in a minute. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utter my remembrance of the Amalekites from under heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Moses built the altar and called the name of the altar, Jehovah Nissi. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And that, again, that means the Lord's banner. He's my banner. And for he said, because the Lord have sworn that the let me back up and look at this again. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with the Amalekites for generation to generation. Amen. In the reading of the word, I want to back up and let you know that God will fight with you, with your enemy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he'll fight you against the enemy. So he'll be on your side. And also, when God was trying to correct the children of Israel, he'll use the enemy to what? Chastise them, put the wrath on them. And that's the kind of God we serve. I love him so much because he look at us through the eyes of, when we see this place and Moses seen it, remember how they said we should be like Moses holding the rod up? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The same way we should lift up Jesus. That's what they're talking about right here. As long as Moses hold the rod up, the children of Israel had comfort. The children of Israel could defeat the Amalekites. Now God showed them that when he let down his arm, then the Amalekites had the same power that the Israelites did. But let me tell you something. Help me, Holy Spirit. God always has someone helping us. There are some people can really, really teach and preach God's word. And there are some people can really sing God's word. There are some really people can be welcomed. There are some people, all parts of the ministry, like the Levites, they know how to run the church. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So let me tell you something. God, so do he do it this time when he used Aaron and her to help Moses because he had got tired. And he got tired holding the mountain up so they could see him from the top of the hill. Help me, Holy Spirit. And then when they were seeing him there, long they saw him there, they know they were winning the war. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what I want to tell you today, there are going to be some time that things is going to be rough. There are going to be some time that you're going to have to look to Jesus. And looking to Jesus, you're going to get your strength to carry you over your obstacles that you got in life we call trials. Now, I want to tell you, I don't know what is your Jehovah Nissi. I don't know what he's doing to cover you with a banner. But see, when Moses did it, he put it there so every time the Israel passed this area where the Amalekites, where they were fighting there, they'll know that God helped them. Help me, Holy Spirit. So what do God have to bring back to your remembrance to how he got you out of some things? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when I think about the things he got me out of, I know for a fact it's time to rejoice because I know it wasn't me. I know it was because what I know or my physical ability to get myself out, it was because of his amazing grace. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank him for his love because let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Don't you know that God knows all things? Don't you know that when they was going through, he already had told Moses how to handle the situation? Because time after time, he always help Moses. So now it's transitioned over to Joshua. Now Joshua's getting ready to learn how to lead God's people. And he was doing it under the tutelage of Moses. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when he was doing this, he was taking all his commands from him. You know, that always, you look at this here. You always see there, you go to churches, you got a senior pastor. You got a co-pastor. You got ministers, you got elders, you got deacons, you know. You got people that kind of run the church like, if you want to put it that sense. And it always has to be a head. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It always got to be someone is leading the church. Someone is leading. And then that leader has to be the prophet that he is sent by God. And prophetly, when he is given the task out and assignment out, he's given to the one he knows going to carry it all the way out. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So if you're in a fight, if you know that it feels like it's the deck is stacked on you, let me tell you something. If God be for you, he be more in the world ever against you. So when I look at the story, and I see how Moses had got tired, he got this company, they start putting pillars and bricks up there to hold his hands up so the people can see it. That's why I'm talking about that we should help one another. Help me, Holy Spirit. Bible said it's better for two to walk together. Because if one fall or some mess up, the other can lift them up. That's why when we go out and we teach it and preach it, that's why you hear the preacher say, can I get a witness? Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Can I get a witness? Because it ought to be somebody that read the Bible. It ought to be somebody that has some kind of experience of God helping you. Now, we're dealing with Jehovah. And it was Jehovah Nissi. And that means my banner. And I love that because he protected Israel. He protected them, and he let Joshua do the guide and tutelage of this. And I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters, and it was so much in that in verse 16, that there's no, because he said, because the Lord will have war with the Amalekites from generation to generation. God is going to fight for his children. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. God, if you put everything in his hand and allow him to fight it, God wants us to get out the way so he can fight. Some of the time we try to say we can do it on our own or try to make it what? That we can fix it, and we make it worse than we had it, because God allowed tribulation to come. God allowed things to come in our life to hold us down. So watch this here. For some of us that need to know, we need to look up and see where our help come from. The Bible says in Psalm 1 and 2, all our help come from the Lord, because he created heavens and earth. I ain't talking about them other little gods. I ain't talking about them little gods. If you don't like him, you can break him and start all, make him all over again. I'm talking about this God here. Can I do something for you for a minute to remind you who I'm talking about when I say Jehovah? Can I remind you the one I'm talking about? I'm talking about the one in the beginning. God created heaven and earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the depth. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, and then it was good. And look what he did. God divided the light from darkness. Now, I know you've been around Genesis 1. I just want you to know, that's the God I'm talking about. I'm talking about the God of Jehovah. It will back up again, Eric. Back up in 6 and 3 again. He said, now Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, they knew me as the Almighty God, but they don't know me as the Jehovah. They do not know me. I don't know about you. He said, Moses, I'm going to take you a little closer to it. So Moses have already experienced that. He already seen that God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. Now they got another adversity in their life. Now they got the Amalekites is fighting against them, and God still is a provider. Now he's Jehovah Nissi, and he's covering them, and he's protecting them, and giving them the victory. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. As long as they keep looking at the matter. Now watch this here. As long as we keep looking at Jesus, if we keep lifting them up, brothers and sisters, when we get in some tough things and we look at Jesus and say, Lord, I need you. Jesus, help, we are lifting him up. He said, if we would lift him up on earth, he would draw all men unto him. I believe in that, because I know I didn't come because I was so good. I know I didn't get on this side because I did everything right. It was because the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love that because he made a way. He made a way for each one of us to come over here like we do every day. He made a way that we could come and pray with each other every day. He made a way that if you might not get us on this line here, that you might can call us on the back line. He made a way that we can help one another. But watch this here. In Jesus' name. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, how are we supposed to comfort one another? in Jesus' name how we're supposed to show love to one another. Don't you know that when we're doing this here, all we're doing is building up the kingdom. And as we build up the kingdom, we turn down them strongholds. We turn down the misunderstanding. We turn down the hatred. We turn down the things that we call ourselves that I ain't going to take it no more. You know what I'm talking about? I got to handle it like this right here. No, give it to Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Give it to Jesus. Be more humble in your deliverance. Be more humble in your presentation. Be more lovely when you talking to one another. And I believe what the scripture says. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to run on when I say this here. And you can believe it from my heart that if we been approached and you feel like you have been offended with that, with the person that approached you, do like the scripture say, a soft answer will turn away wrath. But one with a hard statement, all it does is gang up strife. All it does is gang up argument. Yes, I know you're not living in the perfect world, but I'm telling you, brother and sister, humility is a good thing. Being humble is a good thing. It don't make you no coward. All it does is let you know God is, he's in the midst of you. Now, I'm going to say this before I end this here, before I get out of here. I want you to understand that how God wants us to know that he did something for us so we'll never ever forget. You know what he said? He said, think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not to come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, or one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you looking at the word, we know when he made this statement to the 12, we know then he was going through the process. But now we know today the process has been done. He fulfilled everything he did, but he never took away the thou shalt not kill. He never took away that you shouldn't cover your neighbor's house. He never took away that you should love thy God with all that what might and thy strength and love thy neighbor thyself. He never took that away. He just fulfilled it. So when you need wherever you're weak in, help me, Holy Spirit, that he can give you strength in that. He can speak for you. So instead of going to someone, instead of going to a situation, pray about it before you go to it. If you know it's going to bring some altercation there, if you know it's going to find a way to discredit you, what you do? Don't let your good be speaking of evil. So what you do is say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me right here. Lord, I cannot do this without you. I need you in my ever present. I need you to help me so I can be able to talk to this person and receive what her or him saying to I. So I need you, Lord. Because if you go in there and hear what someone just said to you and you're going to try to get the best of it, it's going to turn to an argument. It's going to talk to a fuss fight. I'm talking about any kind of relationship. Help me, Holy Spirit. So I thank God for the word. I thank him for what he bestowed in my heart. I ask you always, and as we come together, and as we come together in one accord, we come in with unity. Because we believe from the bottom of my heart that God resides any time that we lift him up. Anytime we lift him up, Brother Nutty, he's there. His ear get attention when we call on his name. He hears us even when we don't even speak. He know us. He know our attention. We cannot fool God. But we can fool. You can fool old Eric, but you can't fool God. And I'm going to tell you this here, one more time. I'm going to tell you this here, that God wants us to show more love for one another. Quit finding fault in each other and show more love in it. Because no one is perfect. You might can count to 100, and the other person can't count to 50. But who says who's better than the next? In God's eyes, he looks at all the same. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, when you sin, that little what we call the little white sin and the black sin, I don't know where that comes from. It's all the same in his
mm-hmm.
eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you this and with love. And I tell you this with love. That let's be more minded of God is working it out through all of us still on that wheel. Brother Nutty. We're still on that wheel. And we're turning and molding us and shaping us and carving stuff off as we speak. And sometimes we go back and pick that stuff back up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Know God then release it from you if you know by deliverance. And you know that God then removes it from your heart and you go back to it. I know we all fall short. I do. All of us do. But be reminded when you're there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Hey, brother.
Oh, thank you.
Before you get out of here, can you go back to the part where I think they was talking to Moses, and you said that was God talking to Moses, say, they don't know me by Jehovah. Well, give me some other clarification right there.
Where you at now? They don't know me by Jehovah.
Who was he talking to at that point? Was he talking to Moses?
Who was he talking to in that passage?
Well, but who was he talking about is what I'm talking about. I know he was talking to Moses.
He was talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
So Moses knew him as Jehovah, but those three guys didn't know him.
Watch this here. Just stay with me. Let's go over there for a second. Let's go to Exodus 6 and 1. If we're going to start right there. This is how the communication started, right? The communication started right here. Then the Lord said unto Moses. Now, hold up. I'm going to give y'all a minute. Everybody want to go there? Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. You got another? Okay, then I guess we do. Watch this here. Then the Lord said unto Moses. Now, right there. The Lord is talking to Moses. Then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I would do to Pharaoh, for with the strong hand shall he let them go. And with the strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. He's going to use Pharaoh both ways, because he has. In the land, and he's going to use them to drive them out. But watch this here. And God spoke unto Moses. He's still there, right? And said unto him, I am the Lord. He said, and I appear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, by the name of, they knew him by the God Almighty. They knew him by that name. He said, but by my name, that's what he said, but by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. You hear me, Doc? So he's saying,
yeah, I'm with you.
He's saying, they know me by name of God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but they don't know me by name of Jehovah. Was I not? Because what he's saying there, what he's about to do, they haven't experienced this. What you put to see, Moses, is Jehovah. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You finna see what they haven't seen, me going here and getting all the people out of hands of Pharaoh. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to use him doing it. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. So what, right there, when he's talking to Moses, he's saying, mm-hmm. and my interpretation is he finna let them see what Moses already done saw or felt.
Moses haven't seen it. Moses haven't felt it yet.
Okay.
Because that's why he's going to show him to him. That's what he's saying.
So the Jehovah part is a higher experience with God is what you're telling me.
Well, see, in the Old Testament, they use Jehovah and Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
You hear me? They use as a name what they used back then. Let me get a little something. Let me read a little something to you right here. Watch this here. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm gonna read a little something to you. Look here. Okay, here. Watch me when I read. Let me read it out. Exodus 6 showed that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob did not know the full meaning of Yahweh, and that which is Jehovah was revealed to Moses. And then look at here. It was a Hebrew people in Exodus have experienced. The divine name Yahweh is usually translated in the Lord English version of the Bible because it become a practice in the late Old Testament. He said they pronounced it Yahweh, but instead my Lord. That's what it means. In Hebrew, the name of God. So you go with the Hebrew word, you'll look the word up, that's what it means. Adonai, a Hebrew name of God. Look what it said, a practice. Look what it said, still used today in the synagogue when the vows of Adonai. Now look at here, these are Hebrews and Greek words. You got to go get a Greek Bible. Greek dictionary in the Hebrew word to understand what I'm talking about. When you go look it up in the Greek and in the Hebrew, this is where I got the information from. He said, we're attached of Yahweh. He said, the word Jehovah results. He said, today many Christians use Yahweh, more original pronunciation, not a hasty name to the divine name, since Jesus taught the believers to speak from a familiar way of God. Watch this here. The following of other names in honor of the law of the Old Testament stems from basically name is Yahweh. So they basically used that because how they spoke in Arabic and how they spoke in Hebrew and Greek back then, right? So like I said, your name, right, is Antonio, right? But you got a nickname. Nutty. So when somebody look at you from your family, they know you are Tonio. You know what I'm talking about? Even though somebody might say Nutty. You know what I'm talking about? But his name still.
But I know who they talking to
yeah.
about.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
call
yeah.
Either
yeah,
one,
so,
either one of their
so,
names.
There you go. There you go. That's why when you see Jehovah and you see Yahweh, that's Yahweh. That is the same name. It's talking about the same person. And that's God.
Okay.
Can you follow that right quick? When you're dealing with certain words and certain names, you got to go to the dictionary. You got to go see what it said almost in the original form when they wrote this. And they brought it down so we can read it and it say God. Now a lot of folks probably finna be disagreement when I'm finna say this here. And not like when you go to the other religions, some religions say Allah. And they say Allah in Arabic means God. You know what I'm talking about? You see what I'm saying? So on that question is that's a whole nother beast right there. But on that question is that I know from my heart, looking in the Bible, the Holy Bible that we read out of the King James Version, when I see a word like it's a Hebrew word. I go look it up, brother Nutty. I go look it up, and I go get the Greek or the Hebrew word and what it means. And that's what I get from it.
Okay. I'm with you. But I got a fellow on him say he had something he wanted to ask you, brother Eric. Come on, what he done?
I've heard Eric talking, and I've heard him say Jehovah over 10 times in this room. I don't really have a question or nothing, but I do know that it's okay to call him Jehovah. Now that you know, I've been listening. You know, I've heard you call him Jehovah numerous times, so I know there's nothing wrong with being a Jehovah Witness or calling him Jehovah. you know, and I read those scriptures and I learned those scriptures. I listened and read those scriptures and understand what I'm reading. And nowhere in the scriptures where I was told that to go read it, I was pointed to read and it tell you not to call him Jehovah. Nowhere that in the Bible tell you not to call Jehovah. And now that I was listening to you, I hear that you said...
Is this Kimo? Is this Kimo?
Yes,
it got a lot of noise. I can't. It's kind of like it distorted.
I hear
get Kimo the number, man. Get Kimo the number so you can call in. Because he got a little distortion right there. I can't hear him, you know.
Yeah, I
can hear him, but it's a lot of...
Can you hear me now?
Can you call in, Kimo? Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Okay, so I heard you call him Jehovah numerous times, so I know that's not be true that they're not supposed to call him Jehovah. I know that's not to be true. And I've heard you call him Jehovah numerous times. And like you say, in the New Testament, that's what they call him. So I'm not even going to doubt or say anything about that name, Jehovah. I'm going to say, you know, it's okay to call him Jehovah. And like I told these people before, you can call him anything. Because if you really listen to what he said in any of those scriptures, he said, he didn't give you a name to call him. Just call me the great I am. So a human can put whatever name they want on him. So, you know, when he said, just call me the great I am, he didn't give you a name to call him. He told you, just call me the great I am.
When I look at the names and stuff, you know what I'm talking about. When I look at the name, I'm just going to speak, and I want to know the meaning of the name. I go look it up, you know what I'm talking about, and I do some research on it. You know what I'm talking about. For me being the position that I am, I have to look it up. You know what I'm talking about. I got to be familiar, and then I use scripture with it. You know what I'm talking about. So like I was saying, all week we're going to be dealing with Jehovah. You know what I'm talking about? And then everywhere I'm going, it's going to be scripture-based. It's not going to be a theory or nothing. It's going to be scripture-based and defined. You know what I'm talking about? And you will see reason why they use Jehovah. Because I could be dead wrong, Brother Kimo. When I see Jehovah, that means you really getting another side of God. You getting a portion of God that is not like... He would do others. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I believe, that there are spiritual levels, and God meets you where you at.
Okay.
If he come to you, see, when he did it with Abraham, when he did with Isaac, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and he did with them are different levels of leaders. You know what I'm talking about? So he meet them where they was. So he meet them as Almighty God, but he wanted Moses to go a little farther with that. Oh, help me.
Okay.
He wanted to take Moses. Moses had got closer to him. So in getting close to him, he was experiencing something of Jehovah. You understand? Now, to me now, reading every time you see the Jehovah attached to like Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. I don't know, we got a little noise. That mean? Pray, y'all keep praying for, but when we have that right, what God is trying to show is that because we go on each one of these, every time God did something, that was Jehovah when He did to Abraham when He went to sacrifice His son, that was Jehovah Jireh because what He did, He was testing His faith, and He took His son all the way up there and was going to use him as a sacrifice, and soon even the do it for the kill him, the angel stopped them and said, if you would go this far, that's why he said he count his faith of the righteousness, Abraham. That's when Jehovah came in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So not saying, but when he was speaking to Moses, he said, they don't know me by that name. He said, by Jehovah, they don't know that name. They didn't know it. But he finna show Moses something when he was going to pull the people out of Egypt from Pharaoh. See, every time I see this, now this is me, not just my study. I could be wrong. This is my study. If I look at it, that when you see Jehovah in the Bible and it's followed behind something, God has went to another height. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. It went to another, whole nother dimension. Whole nother dimension. A whole nother dimension. See, when you're dealing with Jehovah, I believe it takes a little bit more than just you just reading the Bible. You got to research it. You got to go in and get in depth and see what God was doing with the children of Israel, why they used at that particular time Jehovah. Help me, Holy Spirit. Is that, y'all follow? Okay. I guess you had a little noise.
So to me, what I'm getting out of this, what in so many words, I'm interpreting it in my own words. When God, he's a God, but when he finished show somebody something, he turned into Jehovah.
You own it. And when he's taking that thing to another level. When he's doing something, and they said in this scripture here, the one I just read, brother, I'm going to read two scriptures, right? Y'all stay with me. Watch what he did with these two scriptures. I'm going to read Exodus 6, and I'm going to go back over where I was early when I read over there in Exodus 17. I want you to look and listen to me what happened at these times. You know what I'm talking about? Let's do some study right quick. Man, I'm gonna get messed up, but I got to do this. Ain't no way I can leave this like this. Y'all women, I need somebody to. I've been in church so long. I like the amen corner. I need somebody to know they follow me. I'm gonna go to Genesis chapter 22, right, and 14, right. Y'all women, Genesis chapter 22 and 14. Look how it reads. And Abraham called. Look what he said. The name of the place, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day. And then the mountain of the Lord shall be seen. So, and that, watch this. Something happened there. Because remember I told you that he was about to sacrifice his son. And God saw the faith he had when he was going to slay his son for a burnt offering. And he stopped him. And if you just want me, man, I can't half do this thing, man. I can't half do it, y'all. I gotta give you the full meal, man. I can't half do it. Let me back up a little bit, y'all women. Let me back up. Let's go 22.
We're here. Genesis.
I can't do it. I got to give you all of it, man. If I'm gonna do it like this, I can't give you half of the meat, man. Let's go verse 1, man. I got to go all the way up, man. I got myself in here, man. This go, hey, y'all, if we are my own, man, if you have to leave, man, we understand. I got to get this out. You know what I'm talking about? I got to get this out. I got to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Word. Let's go to verse 1. Let's go to verse 1, 22. Look what it says. And it came to pass. After these things.
I'm here, man. I'm here. But, I'm out in the wind, so I'm going. I'm on mute and off mute. But I'm listening.
Okay. We got you.
Okay. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham. You remember what I said now? You hear me? Tempt.
Mm-hmm.
Tempt means like he tested me. He tempted him, right? And said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here am I. That's what he said. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Look what he said, and offer him there for a burnt offering of the one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took, I know it said what it said, but I'm substituting words, y'all. And took two of his young men with him, and Isaac and his son, and he cleaved the wood from the burnt offering, and rose up and went into a place which God had told. We're doing something now. There's some stuff happening right here. Now he tempted him. Now he's doing what God said to do, and God is leading him through all this. Abraham, Look what he said. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place as afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the donkey, and I in the lad, watch it here, will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. Don't never forget that. Now he's going, and God had told him to take his son up and give him for a burnt offering. He tells his servant, we finna go up and do what? Worship. And I'm going to tell you, while we worshiping, and when we get to worship, we coming back again. Now, in my mind, that if he going to take him up there and sacrifice him as a man of, he know God's going to do something. That's why this word going to come out in a minute. When he said Jehovah Jireh will provide, that's where this word come from. Watch this, what it said. Let me read 4 again, 5. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw that place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the donkey, and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took wood and of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and there he went both up them together. And Isaac spoke unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold, the fire in the wood. But look what he said. But there, where is the lamb for to be the burnt offering? Help me, Holy Spirit. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. Help me, Holy Spirit. For the burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. And they came to a place which God had told him of, and Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and to bound Isaac, his son, help me, Holy Spirit, and laid him on the altar of the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, here we go, y'all, and he took the knife and to slay his son, and the angel of the Lord called on him. Now we're going, that's what you're talking about, Kimo. Now Jehovah finna come in here now. Well, he's doing something that the average man would have never did, taking his son up here and finna take a knife to him. And the angel looked at him and said, and called unto him, look what he said, called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. This is good stuff, man. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know that thou fearest God. See that thou not withheld thy son, he said, thy only son for me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked up, and behold, let me say, behind him a ram caught in the thicker of a thorn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called, this is where I had to go all the way there, and called of that place Jehovah Jireh. And it is said, this day in that mountain of the Lord it shall be seen. And when you go look that word up, Jehovah Jireh, you go look it up, it means the Lord will provide. And I know I'm going to have to go with this every day, kind of real more in depth like I just did that, because to me, I'm hearing you two, I'm hearing you. Uh-huh. I believe when we hear Jehovah, it's a whole nother ball game there, brother. It's a whole nother transition there. I'm not saying God. It ain't God, but I believe he's showing them more of him. He's getting them closer to him. He's got to build their faith, because we first started out, some Bible said test, but this, my Bible said tempt. So he was checking them out. Help me, Holy Spirit. He wanted to see what he going to do. But we know God knows all things. That's why you heard how Abraham was talking. God will provide. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
yes, sir.
God will provide. He said, my son, I know you don't see an animal. I know you don't see nothing. I know you think you're wondering why. We got this fire going up here. You got this wood. We're going up this hill. And I know you're wondering real. You're just wondering why. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you, God will provide. And he had a knife in his hand. You guys know it. I know y'all trying to hear me. I know y'all want to comment with me. But look what we had with it, though. God is at a place that Abraham knew that God was going to provide for him, and he had to encourage his son, and I know he was encouraged himself because he knew he had to still keep on going. And as he, when he got up there and laid that son on that wood, but watch this key thing, the only son. Now, that other son he had, Ishmael, he knew that wasn't the promised son. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He knew he had to have his son through Sarah. Not the handmaid. But he said, God said, I'm going to bless this seed. And look what he did. He took him up there, and now he's going to offer him up. And I love this part right here. The angel spoke out of heaven. Abraham, don't do it, brother. That's what he said. Hold up. He said, I know you fear God. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you'll do something like this, I know you fear God. Now, I really believe that's when he got a encounter with Jehovah. Help me, Holy Spirit. That's when he got an encounter with him. Y'all get that? Y'all with me?
I just know that you done told me everything I needed to hear. Because you done went back to the Old Testament out of you guys' Bible, not mine. And you said, Jehovah. Jehovah said this and Jehovah did this. So that let me know. When I was told that you are not to call him by Jehovah, that brother don't know what he's talking about.
Now watch this here. You know I don't believe in doing no arguing with the Bible. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I don't believe in debating with the Bible. That's what I said. This is what Eric believes. And if it's somebody mm-hmm. can show me in the Word, it is different. I'm willing, you know, to look at it. You know what I'm talking about? I lost my phone.
Right.
Man. It's got to be here.
He told me what his brother instructed him to go.
If y'all can hear me, the phone got to be somewhere. I ain't went nowhere. It's somewhere in there. Hey, Nutty. Can y'all hear me?
Hello? Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
I don't know where my phone is at, man. It's somewhere in this truck, man. Where is it?
Look on this.
My old truck ain't dirty. It must have slid somewhere, you know. If you can see the bullet, man, if somebody hit the one button, wanna, you know, get in there. But we're not going to be arguing, man. We're not going to be no arguing.
No, I'm not going to argue.
Okay, I got a hand up. Hold on, I got a hand up.
I don't know where my phone is at, man. Let me look for this phone, man.
Good morning, my brothers. Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ, peace be unto God. Brother Eric. Good lesson.
Yes,
we
sir,
have
bro.
To straighten out things. We have to straighten out things according to Scripture. I'm with you 200%. I can't correct anything off of what I think or what I would like to say. We have to correct things on what the Bible say. When Abraham went up to offer Isaac as a burnt offering sacrifice, God was guiding him. God didn't show himself as being Jehovah until the very last moment. And there was a reason for it. Because he had to let Abraham go in faith. And then he had to show Abraham faith. That's why he waited till the very last moment. If you notice, the scripture says Abraham drew the knife back. And at that point, it's when Jehovah, being a provider, showed him the ram in the bush. God has many names. I can't understand why we miss this. He has many names. And every name has a meaning. God didn't want no argument over his name. God didn't want no heated discussion over his names. Mm-hmm. He said, call me mm-hmm. God. And I'll show you something else. I said it to him this morning. Brave, you have kids. You have grandkids. Lord's will, you'll be around and see your great-grandkids. That's mm-hmm. called generations. God said his name was God through all generations.
Mm-hmm.
I've never ever said you can't call him God. I said what he told us to call him. Anyone has read the Bible or read the Bible know Jehovah's in there for a reason. We know Jehovah is one of his names. He has many names. But that's not the name we ought to call him. According to Scripture, not according to what Brother D says. He said it, I didn't. So, no, I didn't come to argue the Bible. I will discuss it. I'm not here to argue what the word say. I just go by what thus said the Lord. The Bible said in the book of Exodus, Genesis, I heard Brother Eric say it earlier this morning when he went to Genesis. I've been on for a minute. He didn't start out this earth, this world. He didn't start off by saying my name Jehovah. He started off by saying God said. And he started this thing off by in the beginning. That's three words. The fourth word says capital G-O-D. If he had wanted us to address him as Jehovah and separate everything else, all other names from him, they never would have been written. Everything in this Bible I believe to be true. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was Jehovah. No, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We have to put these in order. See, because when I don't put them in order, the Bible says I'm heaping coal upon my own head. If I let a young man go astray and I don't correct him, I can't correct you in anger, but I can correct you in what thus said the Lord. Now, the Bible says, let there be. God said, let there be light. The Bible says, God said he separated the light from the darkness, one he called day and one he called night. The Bible said that he formed the heaven and the earth. Then God, it wasn't time. Listen, brother, stated before and I'll say it again. If we, I don't know what tomorrow's discussion going to be on. I know it's going to be on Jehovah. But if we go to Yahweh.
We're going.
Yeah, I know you're going to.
Now, watch this.
I heard that you're going to be in this.
Watch this here.
But now, I'm saying, my brother, if you go to Yahweh, the name Yahweh has a meaning. If you go to Elohim, there's a reason for it.
Yeah, we're gonna go all that. That's why I'm saying it's gonna be
mm-hmm.
we're gonna be here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just because of
mm-hmm.
what you and Kimo got going on. It's because of
he's a Jehovah's Witness, and I don't knock that. I just go by what the Bible says. All Brother D can go by is what thus said the Lord. And I don't like it when a person lie on me purposely because I never once said you could not call him Jehovah.
You know what I learned, Brother D, and I know you more wise than I am.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I learned? See, the truth don't need no support.
Mm-hmm.
It never has, and it don't need no defending either. You know what I'm talking about?
The Bible says what it says. If someone has that way,
and someone and y'all have that way, and whatever going on with that way, it is what it is on that. You know, you go your way, he go his way. He already where he at, and you are where you at, and that's what it is. Over here, what we try to do over here, and you with me too. We're instructing kingdom building. And the reason why I took the task on talking about Jehovah, because I want to
mm-hmm.
show people how God did with his children in the Old Testament. And then we're going to transition to Jesus. That's all I'm doing. And every time you see Jehovah, every time you see Jehovah in the Old Testament, it's the same as Yahweh. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
They use it because of pronunciation. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And study now. This is all my little study. You know, getting under the lamp and looking at the little study of it. That they both are the same. Like you say, you got. And when he told Moses, he said, "I am." Everybody knows
mm-hmm.
when you read the Bible, know what that means. He talking straight to God.
Exactly.
That is God.
The God.
Ain't no in between. Exactly. That was God. You know what I'm talking about? Now,
hey, bro. Hey, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
I would have stayed on mute and just listened. I wouldn't have said a word if the brother hadn't said that I got what I needed when he said Jehovah, because that's not what you said. So I don't like people to try to twist up God's word. Let's listen to God's word and take it for what it says. He tried to twist up what you said when he said, I got what I wanted. You said Jehovah. The Bible has never eliminated the name Jehovah. It won't. It can't. But that's not what the Bible, that's not what you said.
Watch this here. Watch
he tried to twist up what you said.
Now watch this here. Now let me be the mediator. Can I be the mediator? Can I be the mediator?
The Bible can be the mediator. Let the Bible be the mediator.
Why I say let me be a mediator, let me interject something here. Let me have him to come on right now. Right. I want to see what he's seeing. Hold up. I want to see what he's seeing and what he's saying. Well, we ain't going to argue because we know how to handle that. And see what he's saying. And I know for a fact that we can find what the misunderstanding both ways, because I believe God is here. He want peace. He do want peace. You know what I'm talking about? Because when it's all said and done, brother, I said a long time ago, it's about salvation. Most of this stuff is just knowledge. You know what I'm talking about? But
I have never ever stated calling them Jehovah will keep you out of heaven. I've never stated that.
No.
I just simply stated what the Bible says. The Bible says, call him. He says, call me God Almighty. That is what the word said. That's not what Brother D said. That's not what Brother Eric said or no one else. That's what God said.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm gonna fight someone, it's most definitely not going to be God Almighty. My hand's too short to box God. My mom is just too short to box.
That's it.
I guess I lost my phone for a reason. No, you're good, brother. I'm going to do what I said. I said, my brother don't want to break me in, but I'm not
going to
argue with him.
I heard him
try to twist at what you said, that's what I had to say.
I'm going to do this here in the name of Jesus. Because I do have my phone right now. I don't do no playing, you know, because if I say something, you know I'm going to be real with it. Let me give you this here, because all we got is our word, man. You know what I'm talking about? The area we come in, your word should really stick to something. Maybe the young folks don't, but it should stick, you know what I'm talking about? But what I'm saying right now is I'm going to teach. If anybody else want to elaborate, they can do it. You know, I don't have no problem with it. Because I know, I always say this, and I really believe this, I might have missed something. Or you might can elaborate it and see something in there. You know what I'm talking about? But wherever it is, it's the kingdom building. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what we do. That's what we do. We're not here to do one thing, to address God's love and show God's love. That's what we do here. You know what I'm talking about? And I know I've been understanding that I hear, you know, little things going around with that there, you know, on the back line. But my thing is, it's not even an option, because we got a lot of different listeners on, you know what I'm talking about? So we just keep it with love, you know. That's all we do, you know. But I do understand why we're doing this here, because the last two ones we looked at, Jehovah Jireh and Jehovah Nisi, we saw the power of God. We saw the power of God, and as we keep going, the last one is Elohim. It's a difference there.
It's gonna start.
You're gonna start seeing the level of God experience to His people. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to do, Brother D, and with God's help, is to let the people see the reality of God. You hear me? The reality of God with the Bible illustration, and then try to bring it in practical application to us so we can hear it, you know. That's all.
You know what the Bible says about that prayer? The Bible says he that has an ear to hear. He that has an ear to hear. Key word being to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let him hear.
Yes,
if you don't have a listening ear to hear, then you're not going to hear. I break that down a little bit for you. You're going to hear what you want to hear. And that's
now
all you want to hear is what
D.
you want to hear. You
now
got to
this,
hear the
D.
word, not what you want. Mm-hmm.
Now watch this, Brother D. Now watch this. Now, don't get offended when I say this, Devo. Now watch this here. I'm going to tell you this here. And I know you know this here. We don't limit God.
Can't put him in a box.
We don't put
Brad
God.
Says you can't put him in a box.
God in no box. If you is, you got your own little box. You got your own little
but,
God.
But now watch this, Brad. Watch this, Brad. I'm glad you said that, Brad. I know you got to go. I've been helping you too long. You see what you just said, Brad? You said we can't put God in a box. If we eliminate God to Jehovah, we're putting him in a box. Because we're going to put him in a box, though, Brad. Because, see, you're going to eliminate him. I'm just speaking hypothetically speaking now. You're going to eliminate God to just Jehovah. Reverend Henry going to eliminate him to just Yahweh. Brother Dog going to eliminate him to just Elohim. Brother D going to eliminate him to God. So we put him in a box.
Yeah.
But he's too big for that.
I'm with you.
And that's why God said, "Call me God," because he knew it before. That I like that about my God. He knew all this before. That's why he eliminated this argument
discussion by just simply saying, "Call me God." You got to have the conversation. Do you really think that we can limit God in anything?
Yeah, I know we can't. But that's why I said I'm just hypothetically speaking.
I'm in a fort, and like this here with Isaiah 55, you know, his thoughts and our thoughts, his ways and our ways,
not my ways.
You know it.
How can we eliminate God and put him in a box? I read where he told a young man, "I knew you even before your mother conceived you." How can you put him in a box? He knows what you're going to do next year before this year even get here. He already knew it. See, God knew it before. And I go back to what I say time and time again. God knew these type of discussions would come. That's why he eliminated
I'm going to tell you what God did with that, Brother D. He gave you that. We gave them scripture yesterday when he went to Timothy by disputing, by being patient, by being able to teach, and don't be babbling. And then he took a little farther with that. He told us, don't be doing what we're doing right now. You know what I'm talking about? He said it over in Timothy like that because another thing, we got people listening, and we might can be messing them up if their spiritual level ain't there. This might be a backline conversation. You hear what I'm saying? It might be a backline.
Why I said what I said. If the brother had not misconstrued what you said, I would stay on mute. But see, at the time that he said it on this line. So like you said, there are some people over here that he could have screwed up. So we have to straighten out what does say the Lord. You cannot let God's word be misconstrued. Not if you say you are a God-fearing, spiritually tuned brother. See, when you in God and God in you, you wrestle. He's going to wrestle with the angel all night long. See, you wrestle with the word to get the truth out because you don't want God's word distorted. You wrestle with it. You'll go. That's why I tell you all the time, you get weary in the work, but you can't get weary of the work. You'll go when your body don't want you to go. You'll say things when you don't want to say it, all because you just, what's within you, it burns to not have God's word distorted, misconstrued.
You know, I love you, and I love everybody who stand on and listen. But I lied myself out of a little time. That's it for me. You know what I'm talking about? They can reach me on my phone right now, right? You know, because what we got a little two way radio. I'm saying that if it was anything, you know what I'm talking about. If it was anything, I still keep on pushing. If it's anything was misunderstood. If what was explained that you couldn't understand, if you got your Bible right there in front of you, you can hit the one button, and we'll try our best to convey God's word to the best of our ability. You know what I'm talking about? The best way he give us. If we don't know, if we don't know it, prayer for us to, if it be God's will, we'll try to bring it back tomorrow, do a little more study, if it's something we can't understand. Because we don't want to mislead you. We want to be able to be in the application of the Bible and not our own interpretation. That's what will be it, you know. Because I heard again, a man say he preached one little statement in the Bible for 60 years, and he had to come back and repent because he taught it wrong. You know what I'm talking about? So I do know we can err, you know what I'm talking about? I'm not going to shut that up, you know what I'm talking about? But we want you to know it's not from the heart, it's from the head. You know what I'm talking about? So if we stay with the heart, I believe God will speak. But if we stay in the head, I believe that adversary is going to win. Because now we're thinking more than we're researching from the heart. So keep us in prayer that we try to leave right. Keep us in prayer that we try to be an example for everyone on the phone. Like the Bible said the other day, he said, as we teach him, you are both saving you and yourself. I believe that. As you're preaching, you're doing preaching to you and your and the ones who are listening. So this is what we do here. And I believe everybody over here probably be in agree with me that we thank peace and we love peace and we ask always for your prayers, offer your prayers up for us, and we're gonna try to keep it in a mind frame that if it go a little longer than most, you know what I'm talking about, if it's because of God trying to get something out of that, it ain't that we just trying to hold you, but if it's God want to get some more stuff out of it. Like he went back again, you know what I'm talking about? And if somebody over here was looking at something, so we went to that, you know. And Brother D came and interjected his part of it, you know. And if you need prayer, we're here. We'll pray with you. If you don't know the Lord and the pardon you're seeing, we want to pray with that. If you backslide, we want to pray for you for that. We just want to be in fellowship with you so we can all be there one day when he calls us. Or he take us out before when he comes. So be in prayer and always keep us in prayer, that we always stay together and keep the love of God. If anybody wants to elaborate or need prayer, you can hit the one button. You know, if not, you know. I know I spend my word. I spend myself on a lot, you know, so I'm I said the reason why I put it down like this, Brother D, so I could be able to be on, you know what I'm talking about? But I locked myself out an hour, though, you know. You know? And I had to get back in there, you know. You know, I'm a supervisor. I know they probably called my name. And they need some supervision.
Greg, that's just what I was saying when I said, see, it yearns within. You know you're supposed to be in there. And to have that employees, you don't have a partner in you. You're supposed to be their supervisor, but through the love, through the love. See, God don't deal with the outside end. He deals from the inside out. Don't care about this dirt. That's why he called it dirt.
You sure about
it? He deals from the inside out. And you young to tell someone. I know me. Man, listen. Mm-hmm. When I get to an opportunity to minister someone about God, it just makes my face light up. Because
amen.
I count it as a
amen.
Worthy opportunity. You know?
Amen.
And I got to tell you what's right. I can't tell you what I think. I can only go by what thus said the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. And that's why you still here. That's why you still here. That's why you say I got to go. I got 5 minutes and 50 minutes later, you still here.
Can't tell Luke.
It's hard to tell.
A while ago, I was just going to give him the one verse, but it had been wrong, you know what I'm talking about? Because you couldn't get to understand it if you had never read it. You know what I'm talking about? So you got to go do it all, you know? You can't give him a happy meal, you know what I'm talking about? You
got to
give him a full course meal, man.
I say this, and I'm like you now, I say this out of love. I'm not being facetious in no type of way. When your mind is made up, I can't give it to you no kind of way because you're not going to receive it no way. When you have a closed mind, this is why the Bible says he that has ears to hear, let him hear. If you don't have an ear to hear, nothing I say to you is going to resonate with you, no matter how I give it to you. Only God can fix you. And when you got yourself locked in a corner, I can't bring you out if I try it. So me giving it to you, it's like speaking on deaf ears. Until I say what you want to hear.
All right.
You know, I can say 3 + 2 = 6. You can correct me all day long, brother dog correct, brother him correct. I'm going to keep calling someone until I get them and say, yeah, brother, D is 6. Oh, I'm right. I knew I was right. And that's what we had in some cases with God's word. When we're dealing with people that don't want truly hear the word, want to hear what they want to hear. You cannot want to hear what you want to hear. You got to want to hear God's word. You know, they say I'm overbearing or this and that. No, I'm not overbearing. It's just that I'm stuck on God's word. I told them yesterday, I've been at this, I don't know anything from here. I've been at this thing for, I'm almost 63 years old. I've been reading this Bible close to 48 years. And I don't know nothing, but I study. And I ask the Lord to reveal. Because there are certain things that I tried to explain to them yesterday in a kernel, man. You know, if you go pick up a Hot Rod magazine, and I said it because Barry got those so kind down there, but you know,
yeah.
We'll touch that later, but you know, if you pick up a Hot Rod magazine, it's a certain way they position the cars. They put certain color cars. It's designed to do what? Catch your attention instantly. That'll make you want to buy the book. That's how God's word is. God's word is designed to give you snippets in the kernel, man. And that'll make you want to come in. You know, it's little things in the Bible that you can get in the kernel. But there are certain things got to be, 90% of the Bible got to be spiritually discerned to you. And if you out the spirit, then you can't get what's, how you going to get what's in if you out?
I'm going to tell you this here, Brother D. You know, it's two people long-winded. No, probably about 4 or 5. But I know me and you long-winded. I don't want to get off, man. I got to get off. But when I'm gonna tell you and others that you know, and I know you already, we know that man, when it get down to for people where they stand, just sometimes just leave it where it's at, man. You know, and keep on praying. You know, I'm not gonna judge and put nothing out there like that. But I do know this for a fact. I know God can open up understanding. I do know that because He helped me. You know, I know He can do it.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
But we're gonna pray and we're gonna end it. You know, we're just gonna know if it be God's will, man, we'll be back tomorrow. You know, if it be His will, we'll be back tomorrow. And we all love each other. It's just part of life, man. Sometimes you're gonna disagree. You know, sometimes there's just going to be some disagreement, and we just keep on pushing, man. You know, we're going to be all right. You know, can you imagine how many people went around Jesus disagreeing? You know, even the disciples had some problems. He got all the way down to go to the cross. It was so us, so it suffices us, you know. Come on, man. You didn't see the man deliver. Raise people out of the grave. Come on, man. I'm just saying, though. So, since you don't, me and you don't want open, you got a tag. Can you pray? And when you pray, brother. Hey, Brother D, pray for. There are some people, man, out there really hurting recently. Reverend Henry has lost a nephew, you know, Dema. Well, you know, but another his wife, you know, a friend, a real close friend, you know, Dema. And I know as many others I don't know. Just lift them up for strength, man, you know, Dema. You know, and just keep them strengthened, man. You know, if you don't, And then everything else, you know how God uses you, man. I just want to put them petition in that I know of. You know.
Yes. Yes. But Rick, you know, I say all the time, I count it joy. I truly do count it joy that someone would ask that I pray. Mm-hmm. I count it joy that someone would, you know, you have to truly believe in a person to believe they can get a prayer through. Sisters and brothers,
right.
Everyone prayer don't go through. You know, everyone
sure
don't.
Right.
So I'm asking my sisters and brothers and sons, you listening? If you would bow your heads, give God your heart, and give him your ear. Pray along with us as we pray.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says prayer is the key, kingdom, and faith truly unlocks the door. Sisters and brothers, we're looking for our keys. Father God, we come before you this morning. Stop by the throne of grace, Lord, just to tell you thank you.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for allowing God's plan to continue on, allowing
yes,
us
Lord.
To have the listeners that we have, praying, Lord,
yes,
that you will continue to bless us and continue to keep us, Lord. Praying,
yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
That your word will continue to go forth. Father, we know we get tired sometimes in the word, but, Father,
yes.
We can't get weary of the word. Whether that you just continue to give us strength, Lord, continue to give us strength. Now, Lord, we come to the throne of grace, Lord, for some of our brothers. We find that the death angel is rolling each and every day.
Yes.
It touched home to Brother D, grabbed one of my closest friends' grandchild. Lord, I ask that you touch him right now. Strengthen him right now. Touch that family, Lord Jesus. Give him a mind to say yes to your word right now. Give him a mind, Lord, to know that it's you and you only. Make no mistakes. Not only I, Father, but Brother Nutty, I find that his family is going through. And that you strengthen him as well, Lord. Touch his wife.
Yes.
Mother. Just touch the whole family, Lord. Just let them know that you are God and God all by yourself. Let them know, Lord, that whatever you do, they'll understand it by and by.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we understand that one of our own brothers, again, preachers, one of our men of God, has lost a loved one.
Yes.
Father, we ask that you touch his family as well.
Yes.
Touch him right now, Lord. Not only, Lord, him, but his whole family. Father, we know that he knows the way. We know that he trusts in you, Lord, but just touch him anyhow, Lord. Sometimes we want to just feel your presence, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Touch him right now. We know that he knows you make no mistakes, but just whisper in his ear and let him know that everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
Father, we love you, Lord. Lord, look up on this earth that we're in right now. Bless us going in and not coming out. Father, we know not what tomorrow might bring, but we know thou knowest.
Yes.
We know you knew it all before. Father,
yes.
We ask that you touch the lesson that Brother Eric is teaching right now, Lord Jesus.
In the name of
Give
Jesus.
A mind to those that are listening to open up their ears and to hear the word.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
hear the word of God, Lord Jesus, right now.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes.
I can't do it by myself, Lord. Brother Eric can't do it by himself. But we know that you said in your word where two or three or similar, you said you would be in the midst. Father, we ask that you stop by right now. In the name of Jesus. Stop by right now, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, ask that you look down in Georgia, Father. I know you sit high, Lord, and you look low.
Yes.
Don't mess it for a special blessing, Lord Jesus, for Brother Dove. Ask that you continue
Lord,
to give him strength to continue to do what he do, Lord. To
in
continue to
Jesus.
Take the ridicule and the backbiting and the wrongdoing that he takes, but
Lord.
Yet he continue to prepare a way for your word to go forth. Touch him right now, Lord Jesus. Again, Father, I know you're able. And I know you can. If thou only will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Jesus, right now. Thank you, Lord. Soul, say yes to your word right now, Jesus. Right now, right now, right now. Lord, you say you're not the author of confusion. We ask that you stop by. Stop by just a little while. Let us have peace. You said in your word you would give us peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
We ask that you touch us with it right now, Lord Jesus, right now. Our soul cries out. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Bless right now, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, these blessed moments, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Right now, Lord. Right now. Move right now. Thank you.
Yeah, Lord.
So say yes to your word. Yes to your way.
That's it.
Lord, these blessings among many. We ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Every heart say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Jesus, we count it done in your name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ooh, yes, Lord. Thank you. My soul. Say yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Called me. She said, sit down. I said, I'm going to preach right now. I'm on my way out the door. She said, sit down. I sat down and my wife told me, we were living in New Orleans at the time, four of our members had been killed in a wreck.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I got angry with the Lord because I thought they were my best members. I had some others I thought he should have took. Y'all don't like the truth.
My.
These were some good members, Brother Shear.
Good members.
I mean, solid people. I'm not talking about the tithe. I'm just talking about sweet, solid people. No hell-raising things. And I couldn't understand why would you take those four people at once. I put three people in one grave.
Yes, Lord.
I was upset with the Lord because I said, you took my members. And he said, clean, they're not yours, they're mine.
Talk to
I said, well, why did you take them? He said, I took them because they were ready.
All right.
And I'm giving those others a chance to get right.
Come on, Doc.
So I called Twinkie, her and Dr. Clark were over at Bishop Walker's house. I said, Twinkie, I wrote these words. See what you can do with this. Accept. What God allows.
What God allows.
That's beautiful, man. That's beautiful.
You're better off anyway.
You're better off anyway.
Face the fact.
Face the fact.
And you will never stray.
And you.
Come on, God.
He will bring you out.
He'll bring you out.
And give you.
Give you all. All the proof.
All the proof. So don't question God.
So
what God allows.
What God allows.
Ooh.
Even you, when you don't understand it, it's working for your good.
Accept every trial.
Accept.
now.
Accept it even now.
He'll give you a smile.
He'll give you.
Give you.
Love you.